Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back. Another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the hotline, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we'll get it answered. And like today, Julia has a great question that we did not have an answer to. And so we reached out to our network of experts. Let's get it to Julia's question.
Hi, my name is Julia, and I am the owner of Helm Haven in Southern Maryland on the Chesapeake Bay. I've noticed a trend of bookings coming in for our property on Sunday evenings, and I was wondering if you have any insights or hard data on which days of the week and times of day guests typically search and book vacation rentals. I'd love to better understand these trends so that I can fine-tune our marketing strategies, especially on social media platforms. Thanks.
Julia is a rock star host because in all the years I've been doing this, I never once even thought about like, oh, I wonder when my avatar is booking their stay. What a smart question to ask.
So we called in our expert friend, Jeff Brown. He'll introduce himself from IntelliHost, but let's get into his answer.
Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Brown with IntelliHost. I'm here to answer a question on the hosting hotline regarding what day is the most popular day for people to book, meaning what day of the week is the most popular day for people to book. So we pulled the numbers on this and we looked at the database for IntelliHost. IntelliHost has tens of thousands of properties across the globe that we track data on, and we pulled directly from Airbnb and the PMS. And so we have, first we looked at 466,000 reservations on our system to identify what's happening at the global level. And what we found is that weekends tend to be the least popular day for people to actually book. So Sunday and Saturday have the lowest percent with 12.9% of reservations happening on Sunday, 12.5% happening on Saturday. We found that the weekdays, particularly Monday, has the highest percent of the bookings happening, 16% of the bookings happening on a Monday. The person that asked this question appears to be located in Maryland, or at least where properties are. So we pulled this from Maryland. We see a little bit of a different trend here. The lowest day that people are likely to book is Wednesday with 12.4%, and then the highest day being 16.5%. I think it's worth calling out here that there's only 442 reservations that we found in Maryland, so keep that sample size in mind versus the 466,000 for the global data set. Hope that helps.
Wow. All right.
Global data set. We did not have that.
We did not have that at our fingertips. But our friends do, so that's good.
And I do think it's interesting. We love making decisions based on data. However, as you could hear, like the subset was so, the data set from 466,000 to 440,
444 or 442. So it's one of those things that, Julia, I don't know how much that is actually going to help you when it is such a small subset of reservations. But what you could personally do is, you said you feel like reservations are coming in Sunday afternoon. Start to track it. Track your own. And you can start to dictate your marketing strategies based on my avatar, my guest that is booking with me is normally booking on those Sunday evenings.
Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
So your own collection of data will best serve you, of course. And then also, we don't want you to get lost in the sauce on it either. Again, when you don't have a huge data set, if it's one property, you know, it's going to take quite some time to get something that I believe like statistical analysis would like let you say this is the exact trend. And you even heard in Jeff's answer, it was like 12%, 14%, because if it's 7 days and divided by the 100%, those are really negligible, I believe. But I do love that you're working on your marketing efforts. If we could give you
a trophy.
Well, if we could give you a piece of advice outside of, you know, when they're actually booking, is when someone actually does book and stay and they're an amazing guest, that is where we want you to dig in and inviting them back, seeing if you can, that peace of mind is priceless there. Inviting guests that already know, like, and trust you and your property and vice versa is really a great way to build out your portfolio and just your list of guests. So we're excited for you to really dig in once those guests start checking in.
And looking at that, just zooming out for a minute, Annette just said, is a lot of times we focus on new leads, which is great to do that. But what Annette is saying is, take the leads you already have or the customers you already have, the guests who have already stayed with you, and double down on those marketing efforts. You still want to have a system for getting new leads. Or Julia is trying to focus, okay, when can I get really heavy on social media because my potential guests are getting ready to book? And that's great. But also making sure that we're focusing maybe even more so on the guests that we already have. They already know us. They already like our properties. They already trust us. And making sure we have a lead return system for that.
And can you do some upsells during the week? If someone books on a Sunday, what's your cadence to reach back out to them and try to upsell them maybe on an extra night or doing something above and beyond in the property? So those are some marketing efforts that you can work on also.
Great question, Julia. Jeff Brown from IntelliHost, thank you always for being a resource to us. With that, I am Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode.
And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist? Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.